Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Trace, do you ever feel awkward?
Oh, my God. Hey, you're Susan Sarandon. Oh, my God. Slipper the tongue.
Don't do it, Trace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oscar, listen, we've got a problem out there. You're going 48 miles an hour. We got people on the track in the heat. Oscar, Mr. Zabalios, you can't go that slow out on the racetrack. Roger? Roger that, you know?
If you can't bring up the video of the car, do you have any pictures of the watch?
Hold on a sec here. Okay, now you should be able to see it. Let me go to
sorry, Mike. Time
players. There you go.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Mike O'Mara Show on for you from Arkansas City, Kansas. Neptune Beach, Florida, Edmond, Oklahoma, Alexandria, Minnesota, Avon Lake, Ohio, Lime Rock, Connecticut, and today from South Florida, from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and from somewhere outside of Atlanta, Georgia, home of whatever town it is, the Allenburg Formula One Driving Academy or school, Oscar Santana from his hotel room down south, where after he does this broadcast, he's going to hop on a plane and hopefully get to Washington, because I don't know what's going to happen with the plane delays. They're all over the East Coast today.
Very thick.
Because of the smog. Have you, Oscar Santana, before we get into all the details of your fantastic experience, have you heard anything about airports and delays in it? Because it's all over the news today that the East Coast is getting all messed up from D.C. all the way up through New York City.
This is the first I'm hearing about this. What's going on? Am I going to be able to make it?
Oh, my God.
Really? They didn't make an update on your phone?
No, I've been racing cars for the last 2 days. I know.
All right. So you are flying from Hartsfield to D.C., correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. You're flying from Hartsfield to D.C. And I know this is not like fog delays where it burns off. This is so severe, Oscar. They had the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, on the news today discussing the slow rollout delay system. Rob Spiewak, you've got some information on this?
As of 12 noon today, the Washington, D.C. area is in a code purple, which is one beyond red.
That's air quality. That doesn't mean airports, though. So
no, but I'm just saying that it's thick and it's getting worse, according to the authorities. That it's going to continue to roll in, that no one is safe out there. They've canceled the Nats game today. They closed the zoo, and flight delays are rampant. I can't give you anything specific, but it is.
Are you flying into Reagan?
Yes.
All right. Let me bring that up.
Here we go. It says my flight's delayed.
Yep.
Oh, holy S.
Yeah. I sent you guys a picture of 66 this morning. It's worse now.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. This was when I was coming in. You can usually see a bunch of buildings in the background of this
picture.
It looks
like a beautiful day. A little smog.
Yeah. This is wildfire smoke from, Rob's been right all along.
I told you. When you're coming over the Roosevelt Bridge and you can barely make out the Washington Monument, there's a lot of smoke out there.
And now right now, it would look to me like if you were a pony, with all due respect, mm-hmm. It looks like a misty morning. It looks like a light foggy morning. It looks like the kind of morning, at least down here in South Florida, where planes would be able to take off and land. Would that be valid, me saying that?
I was seeing it in the garage. So okay. The big difference between this and mist is like with mist, it's not usually going to be like inside, but this is like smoke.
The Washington Post describes it as a sickly amber haze over the city.
Some of the reporters in New York City are talking about the fact that now it is actually the smell of it is permeating not only outside, but getting into the buildings and people are smelling it and leaving home. Are you wearing a mask, you guys, when you head out of the building? Is it that heavy or
I did.
Does it stink?
It does stink. I didn't wear a mask because I have, you know, 15 feet from my car to inside. I don't have to like even walk outside to get to my car. And my car, I'm running with recirculated air.
Yeah, you're in
air.
A garage.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, garage here, and you know, in my driveway at home. But I'm not going outside, certainly. And wow. You know, I canceled my morning jog.
All right, so I'm looking. Let's see. It's all departure so far. Due to weather, low visibility, departure traffic destined to Newark. Currently experiencing delays averaging 34 minutes. Eh, no big deal. What's your delay, Oscar? Oscar's just found this out. I know. Look at him. He looks crestfallen.
I'm frantically trying to figure out how I'm going to get home. This is
terrible. It says 34 minutes going up to Newark, where I'm sure it's worse than it is in D.C.
You should take one of those race cars up here.
This is crazy. Guys, look, if I don't make it home tonight, I'll make it home tomorrow. We can deal with it. It's smog. Is it smog? It doesn't look that bad. New York, it looks bad.
It's not smog.
No, it's like smoke.
It's smoke. It's different than anything before.
I know what it is.
Okay.
I'm reading.
Don't be fussy.
It doesn't look that bad.
It's been national news with the Secretary of Transportation going on network television to talk about the protocols being put in place. This is a big deal. You obviously don't have any down at your racetrack, but up in eastern cities, we don't have any down in Florida either, but up in these eastern cities, apparently it's a big deal. It's a big deal here, Wade.
Yeah, even Hoda talked about it.
May I add something just briefly?
Yeah.
You probably don't recall, but I spent a summer in Mexico City, and this is a Tuesday in Mexico City. It's smog.
Because of the pollution.
Smoke. You can't breathe. Like, they deal with it. We're soft. We are soft. This is a big deal.
It's always that.
You know what, Oscar? You need to not be fussy, because now you're calling, because of a flight delay, you're calling the entire nation soft. And I think that's a little rich, don't you think?
This is about safety.
It is.
All right. Hold on. All right. I'm going to, I don't want to. All right. I'm going to go to CBS, our old employer.
They're great.
Northeast covered in orange haze. Travelers flying in or out of the Northeast.
Uh-huh. Right. That's Oscar.
May want to check on the status of their airport on Thursday. With wildfire smoke from Canada causing more flight disruptions for a second day. On Thursday morning, the Federal Aviation Administration put a ground stop on departures from Philadelphia Airport, citing low visibility, while departures from LaGuardia Airport in New York City had an average ground delay of almost an hour. The FAA tweeted Wednesday morning that it would likely need to take steps to manage the flow of traffic safely into New York City, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and Charlotte.
Meanwhile, Mike, the people of Baltimore really enjoy the improved aroma.
They're actually moving the arrival times up.
Yeah, they're speeding it up.
At Thurgood Marshall. In addition to the ground stop on departed flights from Philly, the agency added that it had paused inbound flights on Wednesday morning to Philadelphia, as well as New York City's LaGuardia, coming from the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and Ohio. Due to low visibility, you're coming from the south. You probably won't have the same issue with this. So, and it's also later in the day. What?
Joel Rogers said that the planes fly themselves. Why do we need visibility? Because aren't they on autopilot?
I believe, Oscar, what you said is that tell Joel Rogers those planes basically fly themselves. I don't think Joel ever said that.
What is your current delay?
Right now it's 30 minutes. I have my wife looking into it as we speak because I want to focus on the show.
Yeah,
you're fine.
No big deal.
Okay, good.
You'll be fine. So let's get right to it, because our boy went down to Georgia. Oscar went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. There it is, the Allenberg Racing School.
Yes.
That's cool. Now, my first question before you say anything, and then I'll turn it all over to you, is when you texted us during the show yesterday.
Polite, by the way.
And I played that clip yesterday during the show. I played the audio of it. Was that you? Was that video you coming around the track?
Not that clip. No, that was
okay.
Not.
Okay. Right, that wasn't you. But you have video. Yeah. Yeah, well, then I'll. That's good. I'm glad I know that. But you said this is the real deal. wish me luck. If something happens to me, please tell everyone my story. And now you are safely back in. Is that now you showed the racing hat? Is that some sort of racing jacket you're wearing there? What is that? No, it's your BMW.
Yeah, I like outfits, Mike. I want to look like a racer. I want to be a racer. I want to race.
What does your hat say? What is that hat that you're wearing? What is that?
That's my astronaut hat because I've been where no other man's been before.
That's great. Do you wear that astronaut hat if you go into space? Is that the deal?
Well, I'll have you know that when they ship you from the clubhouse to the track,
yeah.
The paddock, as we like to call it.
Like when he leans into the
camera. They take you in a van, much like astronauts are shipped to the shuttle because they want you to get in the right state of mind, right frame of mind, because you're getting behind what is, you know, a controlled chaos, I would like to call it, vehicle, but it is something I never thought I'd be able to do in my life. I was a race car driver for 2 days, and now I'm here to tell you that I want to come back. I've got the itch. I'm addicted. It's wonderful. It's the adrenaline, once you learn how to drive the car, which I had to, is like it's so much fun. It is something that I will say is probably safer than Mike O'Mara driving without a motorcycle, because you're on a track.
Without a helmet on a motorcycle.
And
he's excited.
Yeah, without a helmet. I think it's even safer than just riding a motorcycle, because you're literally going at top speeds, but without, you know, multiple cars around you or traffic.
Unless you're in a real race.
Well, Mike, baby steps. All right. Baby steps.
I get it.
I understand. I had to learn how to take the corners. I had to learn where the apexes were. I had to learn, how not to spin out. I also, if I'm being candid, was the slowest racer of the group.
No, you didn't get the Rolex.
Didn't get the watch.
Well, I didn't win top speed or top lap speed because your boy was so cautious that at one point, and I have to give credit where credit is due, the organizers, the Allenberg Racing Team, is thoughtful. I was going so slow at one point that they decided to put my own pace car ahead of me. So while it's a huge track, I actually knew what pace to go at as I was following the Mercedes around the track. But they helped guide me through the iterations of how fast I should be going, what RPMs I should get to. And this morning, my fastest lap, not the fastest lap of the weekend, but I actually felt like everything finally clicked this morning in the first two rounds of racing.
So you had the first day, which was training and getting out there and getting a feel for the car. The first question I would ask you, inside the car, there obviously is the gauges that indicate speed and the RPMs of the engine. Mm-hmm. What was, in the entire time you were there, what was the top speed that you got to?
120 miles per hour.
Okay. All
which
right.
is not fast.
What is considered like? What did like some was, of the other students get?
Three. Well, they probably. I mean, these cars are capped, right? They're capped around 130. But you know, if you know how to drive them, I'm sure you can go 150. And
not if they're capped. If they're governed.
My 120 felt like three. Yeah, but there were. Look, when people show up with their own race suits, and they're taking turns like they've done this for the last 20 years. Like they're going much faster than I am. Like they just are. This is where you put your ego aside and you just like literally talk. I didn't want to crash the car. I didn't want to embarrass myself and I didn't want to get hurt. But what I loved about the experience was that you're literally racing on a legendary racetrack for the entire day. You go from the simulator to the racetrack, to the simulator, to the racetrack. The instructors tell you what you're doing. They give you your GoPro of, you know, how you raced. And then they give you constructive critique on how to take the turns or where you're, maybe you could pick up some speed. And everyone was just they were nice. They could have been complete, like, they could have been rude and been like, hey, you're going too slow or you don't belong here. But I got to tell you, Mike, this is something you could actually probably do. Rob, maybe, you know, after his driving record, no. But you, if anybody's an aggressive driver.
Did they have any fatties? Were there any bigger people down there that were doing this?
There was a man that was not a fatty, but because you're no longer really a fatty, right?
Right.
But if you lost another 50 pounds, I think you're all set. You're good to go.
Mike, you just have to lose 50 pounds.
That's 25 pounds past my goal weight, for Christ's sake. 50 more pounds.
Yeah, you have something to look forward to.
50. I'm fine.
You would look ill if you lost 50 pounds.
I don't want to lose 50 more pounds.
You're 260 now, right?
No, I'm not. I'm 256 now.
Okay, well, close.
But you said there was a big guy down there?
There was a heftier guy, and he made it in. He squeezed in.
What celebrity did he most resemble as far as body type?
And where does
type?
He rate compared to my weight?
Okay, the celebrity he most who is the guy in Dallas, the dad?
In Dallas?
The main actor.
Jim Davis?
Yeah, Stingray, the show Stingray.
I don't know Stingray. Pony, do you know Stingray?
No. I've never heard of this.
I'm trying to give you old timey shows. If you're Rob, you're the guy. Current, you're not going to know.
It's probably not even the show title.
You're Stingray. Probably right.
1985 to 89, Stingray.
Stingray? I've never heard of it.
There you go.
Who's the star?
Nick Mancuso.
Nick Mancuso?
I'm out. I'm sorry.
It was the best the show I ever did. It was so good.
I don't even know. But what do you figure his weight was?
Excuse me.
He must have been 220.
No, I don't know.
220.
Panette. Did you have plenty of room in the car yourself?
No, I squeezed in. I'm like 195, so I squeezed in, right? So,
but it was really a tight depends. Squeeze. It was a tight it squeeze.
It was a tight squeeze for me because in my defense, I wanted to be closer to the steering wheel. But there's a ton of padding that they put behind you, Mike, to like shift you up or shimmy you up to get you comfortable. So there's plenty of room. There was all these tall guys around me, and I was like, all right, well, if these guys can make it in, I needed padding to get me closer to the pedals.
I have to, all right, we're going to kind of work in the middle and go out in both directions. But the question I have, when you mentioned the fact that you were kind of the slowest guy, how many total people were in the class with you?
10.
10 people, and out of the 10, you brought up the rear as far as driving skill?
No, I wouldn't say that. We were broken up into two and three heats. Let's just say it's two heats, two groups of five.
Okay.
So half the time the group was in half the group was in the simulator, and then the other half was track time.
Were there any ladies with you?
Don't interrupt him now. No, I want to hear. Stop being silly. I really want to know.
Okay.
I just want to know what the answer is. Where he came, and then you can ask your question.
All right.
Of the five that I drove with, I was the slowest. Now, I'll tell you that I never spun out. I never had an issue with my car. I was on the track. I was steady Eddie. At times, they waved the red flag for me to come in because they wanted to talk to me. And the first question that I was asked when the red flag was waved was, is everything okay with your car? And I said, yes. Why would you ask? They said, because you're going slow. And I said, oh, I'm just being cautious, sir.
Were you scared?
No problem. We just wanted to make sure that yes, I was scared until I wasn't this morning when I was like, I can do this. I took everything I learned. I studied last night and I took all the tips and tricks. Once I learned the track and mentally walked my way through the track, this morning was flawless.
I would imagine, and this is just my opinion, that you would be out there and I would be nervous. I would be scared until after the first lap. then after the first lap, you would really find out what the car could do, how it felt, and you would feel, was the track overwhelming to you?
Yes. One of the gentlemen who was there, who's clearly a race enthusiast, he drove up from, I think, North Carolina, he in his Ferrari, and he said, "Oh, you've never done this before?" And I said, "Never." He said, "Oh, you're really going into the deep end. This track has so many blind turns, Mike." Like, by blind, I mean you're driving up, you do not see where the turn is. You have to, by memory or by your visual marker, understand what turn is coming over the hill, because one is on its way and you're moving fast.
They should put up signs then.
Do you have a question?
I have two questions, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
The first off, was the class exclusively male, or were there any lady drivers with you?
There was one lady driver, and she was there with her father, and they clearly both have been racing for some time.
Okay, very cool. And the second one, when you got red flagged on day one and asked why you were driving so slow, what was the speed you were driving at that time?
100 miles per hour.
They classify that as slow. Wow.
Well, that is interesting, because I'm curious about when they bring you in and they want you to do that, and you said blind current, that would freak me out.
Sure.
I would be worried that I was going to go into a wall if there was a blind turn. The other question I had, and you can answer after this, but the other question, were there people there, in your opinion, who were there for purposes of preparation for real racing?
Yes. There was at least three different people that were there to get their license, to actually get their license. And they, when you have your own carbon fiber helmet and your safety gear and your suit and your shoes and everything, like, they have them there for the classmates. But if someone had their helmet with their name on it, I was like, oh, I'm just going to let them pass right by me when we're on the track, because they're going to go they're on a different level. You have to be self-aware, right?
Now, because you have a delay, I have to do it this way. All right. I'm going to ask you a question, but you're not going to answer it. All right. Rob's going to interrupt, and I'm just anticipating what he's going to do. So don't answer the question, because Rob will interrupt you. Okay. What kind of shoes, when you're racing, what kind of shoes do you wear when you're getting into the race car?
Jester shoes. And they have a curve at the end with a small bell. And you ring the bell if you need help.
I'm just curious. I didn't know you had special shoes, Oscar.
He does all the time.
Yeah,
corrected.
You do. They give you special shoes. They give you shoes. They give you gloves. They give you the fire suit. They give you everything.
See, that's what I right there. That's when you're right about at least 25 more pounds. Before I would do that, to hop into that suit, I think.
Is the suit like leather, or what is it made of?
It's some sort of fire retardant, I assume.
I see.
Mike, what I'm gonna do here, I actually can share my in-cockpit video with you guys after the break, so you can see, give you a little more perspective. So I have it loaded up, and I'll share it right after we come back from break.
That's cool.
Okay, I'd love to see that. Now, when you were down there, if you had to rate, outside of being on the track, the overall experience, what was, outside of driving the car itself, what was the coolest thing for you?
It was the camaraderie of the racers. I was expecting a complete, like, just douchebag vibe of all these like hot shots, but even while I feel like I impeded some people's top speeds because I was going slower than they were so kind and giving me tips and what I should or could not do. The family that runs the race school was just, they were great. I think the two things happen if you come to these type of schools is either you fall in love with the sport, or you're like, that was cool, I won't do it again. I've absolutely fallen in love. It's something I want to do again soon.
Was the rapper guy from the Allenberg Racing Show, was the rapper guy there? Iceberg? I'm sorry.
That was terrible.
I know.
That was terrible.
I'm sorry. Hey, you mentioned impeding the other drivers. So when you were on the track, there were four other people on the track with you at the same time?
Correct.
And did you get, did you come in close? Go ahead.
Yeah. When you get lapped by one of the fastest drivers on your team, you either are upset about it or you just make peace with it. I was self-aware, so I would give him the old wave. Go around me.
Like, go around me?
I'm good.
So was it more like, was it more
go around me.
Go around.
Yeah. So when he lapped you, he actually did the track and came back and passed you again? So there was that much of a speed differential? Yeah.
If I'm going 100 and he's going 150, right?
I guess.
He'll lap me.
Yeah. And it's an open-topped vehicle, right? So did he stick his finger up, his middle finger up as he's going by you?
No, he gave me the thumbs up and just kept flying.
Okay. When you get in the race car, I have to be honest with you. I am really intrigued. Mm-hmm. It fascinates me. It's very cool that you got a chance to do this. I think you knew that right from the beginning when you told me about this, that I was excited for you. When you get in the race car, the smells of the gasoline, the whole the rubber on the road, the whole experience, it's like on steroids, right? I mean, it's a really exhilarating thing. Were there any of the racers, of the drivers, of the students, I should say, did anybody get into any kind of trouble out there?
There were a couple of spin-outs, but this is what's wild is that the people that had issues, they were not fazed by them at all. And I have to be honest with you, the first time somebody passed me at a high speed, I was a little shook. And I'm not too proud to say that, because they were going so fast. I was like, whoa, because they're close to you. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying they're like two lanes to the right. It's an open wheel to wheel flying by you.
Poles
to poles, not holes to holes.
Right.
And that shook me.
Now, as far as the end of the, and it's easy to ask you a question about this because you brought all these things up. At the end of the whole thing, when you get all 10 of you out there, do they have the presentation of the Rolex Daytona?
Mike, when you're a loser, you don't stay for the losing. You leave. So I would know, because the end of the school is happening as we speak right now.
Oh, you got out of there to come do the break. Give him a round of applause for you know, his diligence that he's not there.
So who's going to get your carnations?
Did they know you were splitting? They didn't think you were leaving in anger. They knew you had to go do a broadcast. Is that what it was? Or
Yeah. That was the plan the whole time. They knew I had to go do a broadcast.
And so you didn't know, but did you have a theory as to who probably was the fastest time on the race course?
Yeah, there was a family that the father and daughter. Last name Love. I won't give their first names.
Okay.
They were so fast that it had to be one of them. It had to be like even the gentleman who came in a Ferrari, and clearly knew what he was doing. Like he reminded me of you, Mike, like old, a little bit older white guy, successful, wealthy. And I was like, he just does this for fun. And to be able to do this on a Wednesday and Thursday of any given week, this is just crazy.
That sounds like an absolute blast. But if I can get back to the watch for a second.
Yes, please.
Do they show you the watch before you get started? Do they have the watch
Didn't even ask about it, Mike. I knew that I wasn't going to get it. I was scared. I didn't know what was going to happen.
But they really do give away a watch?
They give away something. I know that for sure. They give away the prizes. I just didn't stay for it.
He's a salesman.
He's
a salesman, Rob.
I know.
He's a salesman. They gave away a plastic comb. Oscar, that's what they get.
Oscar, when you're in, shifting slightly, when you are
Rolex Daytona, $45,000, $60,000 watch.
When you're out there this morning,
I saw plenty of them while I was there. The people that were driving them had the Rolex Daytona, and I didn't want to be a jerk and say, "Can I see your watch?"
Okay. Get a big old Woody.
So when you're out there this morning driving 120 miles an hour, do they have radio contact with you within the car, or are you just hearing the car? What is, as far as the sound experience, what are you hearing when you drive?
Well, you're hearing the engine's right in back of you, right?
Right.
So, or like right behind you.
Sure.
So you hear the engine and there you have red flag, black flag, checker flag, green flag.
But there's no radio comm.
Oscar, listen, we've got a problem out there. You're going 48 miles an hour. We got people on the track in your heat. Oscar, Mr. Zabalios, you can't go that slow out on the racetrack. Roger. Roger that. You know.
Mike, the only time Oscar really got in trouble was when he was driving slow in the left lane. That's against the rules.
What's going on?
The cleaning lady just walked in.
Nice.
Oh. Hey, all right. Yeah, you speak the language.
Yeah. Wait a minute. That's strange. A stereotype. That was a terrible racist stereotype that I just. There's no guarantee that the person is from Latin America that came into Oscar's room. So you know, I'm just saying.
No, I perhaps. Met her early. Her name is Lupe.
Okay.
You're not stereotyping. I talked to her earlier because I ran out of toilet paper. So, yeah.
Does she drive faster than you?
She probably does. Guys.
So, did they feed you?
They fed me. I actually, I squirreled away some cookies for the plane trip. That's how classy I am.
Do you have to take a break?
Let me do this. Oh, okay. Yeah, can I just add this real quick?
Yes.
They flew me first class. I've never flown first class in my life. And let me tell you, I'm flying back first class. And it just was so strange to have so much space and attention. I've never been asked if I wanted a beverage, water, or food more times than a plane. Usually, I'm begging. I'm begging for one pretzel. I'm begging for a cracker.
Mm-hmm.
First class, for those of you that have.
Like, that's part of the package that you get when you go to this racing school?
If you're an influencer like me, yeah. So let me tell you.
Good for you. All right.
Really, I blew my mind.
We're going to take a break. You're going to get your stuff together there, and we will come back, and we will deal with the video, hopefully, that we will be able to see from Oscar. The video evidence from his cockpit. And, 110 miles an hour, no slouch. I think that's pretty good stuff. So congratulations. We'll come back with more. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Allenberg Racing Academy and the Mike O'Mara Show, we'll be right back. Beat the heat with Liquid IV. Just one stick provides you with 5 essential vitamins and 2 times faster hydration than water alone. Whether it's morning, afternoon, evening, Liquid IV is perfect anytime, anywhere. And I'll tell you something, down here in Southwest Florida, when we get, it was 83 at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Mike, you know what? That's too hot.
That's too damned hot. Darned hot.
Darned hot.
Liquid IV is made with premium ingredients, non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Discover the new sea berry and strawberry lemonade flavors, or stick with your old favorites. Not only will you feel awesome, but you'll also be making a positive impact on the world. Liquid IV has donated over 39 million servings to over 50 countries. Be like me and drink Liquid IV for a truly amazing experience. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use our code TMOS. Go to liquidiv.com at checkout. Do it. TMOS. 20% off anything you order when you shop better hydration at liquidiv.com/TMOS. Now, hopefully, our listening audience is looking at the same picture that I am looking
at. That's awesome.
Tell me. Pony, is that what they're looking
at
right now?
Yes, we are looking at the tire of your car right now.
This is very, very exciting now. All right, hold on. My FX mic is off, Pony. Here. Pony, you do have ADD. Let's just worry about the camera, okay? All right, now what are we doing now?
Hold on, I'm back. I was just setting it up.
All right, that's the. Can we go back to that? Can we go back to your tire? Because I want to look at that and break down.
That's my tire, right?
Okay, let's see it. Hold on. I'm waiting.
Hold on. I'm trying to play it. Pad for me, please.
Of course. We had it for just a second when it was up there, and I just wanted to get a look at because
this is going
to
be really cool because it appears to be what Oscar actually sees when he drives because he's right down there.
Oh, yeah, I see.
This is exciting.
It absolutely is. I'm pulling it up.
Okay.
Please just this
that's all right. I get it. We're bearing with you.
Season post.
This is new. Yes. This is new you know, technology.
If you can't bring up the video of the car, do you have any pictures of the watch?
Hold on a sec here. Okay, now you should be able to see it. Let me go to
the Sorry, Mike.
Player here.
Watch that he lied about.
There you go.
Good. What are we looking at right now?
Setting me up for the actual. They're prepping me, right? They're so setting me up. They're prepping me. So my hands are above my head.
Oh, I see.
Okay, yeah. So that's your fuzzy driving glove.
Yeah, my fuzzy glove.
That's the car in front of you.
That's me driving.
Wow, look at this. Oh boy.
Well, I didn't get the impression that the track is narrow.
You can't see anything. You're going over a blind turn.
That's wild.
Then you're flying down this hill.
Hey, is there a chance when you come back, either tomorrow or next week, we can get it where it doesn't have to be as choppy as this, where we can get a real like streaming video of you? But this is giving us a sense of what you're doing. It's just not, you know, it's not propagating that well but with the connection that you have.
I'm sorry.
It's not.
I apologize. It's not working.
It might be because you're using you cheaped out on the Wi-Fi, but that's all right. I understand that. trying to get, but that is right now. That's a picture of Oscar in his car. And what happened? It's gone. Are you done with it?
You told me to do it. No, I thought you didn't want it anymore.
I want to see it. I mean, even if it's choppy, it's kind of fun seeing you. It gives me an idea of what you were experiencing, and that's really fun for me.
Got it. All right.
Beautiful day in Georgia. Looks like it's a really
the
cool
POV
day,
you know? Of what you see, because what we're looking at is essentially the GoPro is right over Oscar's helmet. So what we're seeing is what Oscar sees. And it's hard to register all that is going on by him. So I can understand you being a little flipped out.
I have a different angle from the side of the car that I'm going to open right now for you.
Okay, very good.
Should be cool, right?
All right.
This is kind of neat.
See here.
By the way, you're listening to Oscar Santana at the Allenberg. Is it the Racing School?
Yes, sir.
Racing School. Allenberg Racing School.
Okay.
All right. There's the guy. Oh, that was almost, it looked like we were going to get smooth video there for a second. We're not going to get that, but Hawk, what's it say?
Hawk Performance.
Hawk Performance. This is some of the sponsors there. It looks like it's the real deal, guys. Yeah. It's the real deal. Bear Racer, the spoiler on the back. Now it's the side view as a little close to the grass there, Oscar. just saying. God, I want to do this. Now I want to do it. This is great. Even with my 63-year-old reflexes. Oh, he's into the tree line.
Yeah.
This is another one
of those turns coming up, Oscar. Take it easy.
Hey, Oscar, how long is the track?
It's roughly 3 miles.
Okay.
There's somebody zooming by. Right.
Even if it's choppy, we can enjoy that. Someone is like, well, it's a 3 mile track, and the first car is 2.5 miles in front of Oscar right now.
That's right.
That's what's happening. Seems like Oscar gathering speed.
Stop it. How dare you?
Here's your first hairpin turn.
How dare you?
Coming up here, your first. Oh, that guy just went through the tree. Here you go. Now, what would happen if you?
A little off there.
What would happen if you went straight there? Would you run into trouble?
Into the wall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Fox that's factory. That's trouble.
Is that some sort of right-wing news organization that is where they train anchors down there or something?
Fox Racing. How dare you?
Oh. Okay, sorry. Just say, hey, there's the Michelin man on the side of the building. That's cool. Brought to you by Michelin Tires. Now you're flying. Looks like you had good weather today, Oscar.
It was beautiful.
Wow.
Should you be that close to the grass?
You seem like you're going a little wide into these turns.
Yeah, you have to cut the turns as tight as you can.
You have to go wide. You have to hit the apex.
Do you like when Pony answers for you on racing?
Pony would be the one that would like this.
Yeah, oh, of course.
True.
Yeah. Here comes the S's. The S's.
Oh, the S turns?
Okay.
Watch this. The S turns are the hairiest for me. It's you're supposed to go fast. I got maybe to 90 miles per hour through this, but it is it's quick.
That's and the first day you said you were shaky. The second day you dug it, right? You did okay with it.
Much better.
All right. A lot of skid marks out there. A lot of skid marks in Oscar's jumpsuit, too.
Oscar, probably. A question. You know how, like, if you go to the beach all day and when you come back to your house, you still feel the ocean in your body? Like, you feel the motion? Do you feel the rumble of the engine, like, after you get out of the car? Stop it.
Yeah, for a little while. That's a great question.
Because, I mean, it's got to feel...
I dreamt about racing last night.
It's got to feel... The power behind you has got to be a little daunting.
The power of Christ compels you.
Yeah, it compels you to stay out of the grass.
What's that on the right? A farm?
All right, enough of that.
All right, well, that was fun. I was riveted. Even though it was choppy.
Great video day. Seriously, check it out. Yeah.
It's fun. I hope we can, in post, like, stream it up a little bit, you know, and make it look a little smoother.
Yeah, I can send it to Matt.
That would be very, very cool. A fascinating experience. Like, can you give us the names of your instructors, the guys that were the main guys?
Well, Alan Berg.
He was there?
He was our instructor. Alan Berg teaches you.
Oh, I had no idea. That's amazing.
Amazing. I thought he might be dead or something like that.
Well, no, I mean, who would think that he would still be teaching? I mean, that's the guy right there. I thought he'd just lend his name to it. I didn't think he'd actually be there.
You thought they just flew him in for games? Is that what you thought?
That's exactly it, Mike. Alan Berg has to come, Mike, because Alan has the watch.
Was he kind of a, did he have an aura about him since he was the main guy?
Yeah, he's all business, which I appreciate. I tried to make kind of like a joke at one point that I thought was going to murder, and he didn't laugh. The class didn't laugh.
Oh, no.
Tell us the joke. Yeah, what was the joke?
There was a – this is so – it's I'm so happy that I actually have the douche chills.
Okay.
What you're about to say. At one point – there was like a big cooler, like a beverage cooler, right? That you just go grab beverages, drinks, whatever you want from it.
Sure.
Beer. At one point it shut down and the room went quiet. Cause you know, some of these larger coolers make noise and you're on a racetrack. Yeah. So the room's kind of hot as it is. And I said, looks like that engine overheated. Waka, 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 waka.
No go, huh? Not funny at all? Make a little engine joke?
Well, I guess you don't make those jokes when you're a serious driver. And I respected that. I stopped talking after that. And I just started listening.
The young lady who came down with her dad to do some racing, you said they were some of the fastest. How young are we talking about here?
Well, Mike, she was 15. So
oh, she I'm was not a child.
Gonna, comment on that.
She was a child? Hmm. Wow. So they let somebody in the racing school that's not old enough to drive a regular car?
Yeah, she's apparently a racer in her own right.
Oh, because they start in the kids circuit. They have a kids racing circuit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And they traveled from, again, North Carolina in like this multi-million dollar RV, which had four wheelers on the back, so they four wheeled after racing, and it was just nice to see like a father and daughter just being into the same sport. It was cool.
You know what's weird is I never really thought to brought this up. I was part of the child racing circuit up here, but my dad he arranged it. I pulled a chariot.
You want to start the joke again? Why don't you start right from the very beginning? And
thank you for the support.
Well, no, it's just because we're going to have to edit because you just like that. Start from the very beginning. It's maybe a little long setup that you might want to edit the setup and then you can get right to it.
All right, let's see how I do.
To tell you how to do your job. You know how to do your job.
3, 2, 1.
Go.
You know, when I was a boy, I was also in the child's racing circuit.
Really?
Yes. My father arranged it. I was pulling chariots. Okay. Worth it.
That was really...
Pony, after you edit that, send it to me.
You got it.
That was painful.
That's going in your reel.
God, that was terrible.
That's very.
I'm going to stick to refrigerator jokes from now on because they kill.
Wow. So this is any age that can do this, old to young, and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Do you get, as far as the hat, do you get any other swag besides the hat?
They had a bunch of swag laid out on the table before I left. And a part of me wanted to be like, can I get one of those? But I left early. I feel like I didn't earn it, so I didn't.
But you got the cookies. You got the cookies.
I squirreled that away from lunch.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I didn't know if they were okay. Special.
All right. Well, cookies. Let's wrap this up again, and then we'll let you go. Get ready. Check on your flights do all that good stuff. What? Wrap it up. What can you say about the overall experience and sum it all up for us, Oscar?
For someone who, was frankly excited to come down, but also in some ways terrified because. As you get older, you get a little less ballsier. They make it as approachable as possible. And I never thought racing could be approachable because, as they say, safety first, right? Mm. And the more you learn the track, the faster you can go, at least for me. And I also, you know what I love, Mike? That no one pressured you to do anything you weren't comfortable with. Because you can get wrapped up in all of that to say, I want to be faster. I need to take this turn the certain way. I want to make my mark. None of that. It's just, you have to be self-aware. And if it's a family, a father and a son, father and daughter, or Mike, when you lose 50 pounds and you want to do this, I'd love to do this again. It was just so much fun. And it doesn't have to be once in a lifetime. It was just, it was awesome. It was
did everybody at the end drink a big quart of milk?
No, they didn't.
Yeah. All right. Well, Oscar, thank you. Yes, we appreciate it. Thank you for checking in and getting back to the hotel to give us this update. Safe travels, flying through the smoke. We look forward to joining you for the bonus show tomorrow. It will be special, I guarantee you. And to Alan Berg and the racing school down there in Georgia, thank you for having our boy Oscar.
Yes.
And hope you appreciate your commercial. We'll be right back, everybody. Get to know Legacy Box, the ultimate solution for preserving your precious memories. Don't let your box of old home movies deteriorate in a hot, damp, musty box this summer. With Legacy Box's Save Your Tape sale, you can easily access and protect those memories forever for only $9 per tape. It's like magic. Simply send in your Legacy Box filled with VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. Their professional team will digitize everything, and they'll return it to you on a thumb drive or in the cloud, all along with your original items. Experience the amazing feeling of bringing your past into the present and preserving it for the future. We've all used it, and we all love it, because you can't put a price on memories. Remember that. Don't let this summer's heat age your videotapes, film reels, and fade your photos. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to unlock your incredible offer. It is your destiny. And once again, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to Legacy Box. We truly appreciate everything about them. Very, very cool checking in with Oscar Rob down. Well, I really thought he was giddy. Super fun.
He's very giddy. And you know what? He is excited. And it's funny when you hear him that worked up about something.
Oscar is excited.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. And we start with the National Retail Federation. They say that U.S. shoppers will spend, this is a marvelous development, $22.9 billion to celebrate Father's Day.
Thank you. Finally.
Hooray.
Yeah.
Hooyah.
Yeah.
Total expected spending for the holiday is up from last year's $20 billion and exceeds the previous record of $20.1 billion in 2021. The National Retail Federation Prez, Matthew Shea, says Father's Day remains a momentous occasion for Americans to honor the important men in their lives. Sounds like a Retail Federation guy, doesn't it?
Not true. None of that's true.
Consumers plan to celebrate the holiday in a big way this year, and retailers are ready to help make it special. Yeah.
You know what? Am I a bad guy that I don't believe the statistic?
No, you're not, because you're a cynic, and that's what we do on this show. But it's exciting to me, and I frankly am a little frustrated because my big day falls so close. Because what's Father's Day? Sunday the 18th? Is that what it is?
A week from Sunday, I believe. Yeah, that would be
a week from Sunday.
Yeah.
Last month's Mother's Day.
I hate that it's in birthday season.
It's frustrating. I lobbied them.
I know you did.
I said, please, can you put it in the right near Valentine's Day?
Perfect. That would be perfect.
Last month's Mother's Day, by comparison, was expected to result in a record $35 billion. $35.7 billion, to be exact, for Mother's Day.
What do you want for Father's Day? Don't say a watch, because that's sort of unreasonable.
But the thing about it, it's too close to the birthday, so I got to get a dual gift. And for a dual gift, I'd want, in a perfect world, I'd want a watch. But it's not a milestone birthday, so the watches that I want, vary in price from $50 all the way up to, I can't afford it. So that's
it. Will she cook for you?
I don't care.
Does it open up into a larger booth?
I know.
Okay. Thank you.
Wrestling legend Hossein Khosrow Ali Vaziri, best known by his ring name, the Iron Sheik, has passed away at the age of 81. Sheik's personal Twitter account confirmed the news, noting that he passed away peacefully. Sheik was one of the most iconic figures in professional wrestling, in wrestling's history, having an impact on the sport far beyond his in-ring career. When he was an active competitor, Sheik wrestled for WWF, Jim Crockett Promotions, the National Wrestling Alliance, World Class Championship Wrestling, and dozens of other independent territories. He is best known for his rivalry with Hulk Hogan.
It's so funny because it goes back to the days when wrestling, Robert really did the wrestling thing for a few years. I went to multiple matches and saw a lot of them, but he goes back, Aaron Sheik goes back to when wrestling was a Saturday morning thing. It would be on a local station.
And the Sheik is around the tugboat time too, right?
Yes, you're right. You're right. Tugboat. I had a very funny Facebook post from a guy I went to middle school with named Richard Berman, who said, I am amazed over the past 24 hours how many people I know have their picture taken with the Iron Sheik.
Amazing, but true.
It is true.
The rivalry with Hulk Hogan was one of the reasons I think that wrestling was put on the map.
Yeah, right? It escalated it. Yeah.
Sheik was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame as part of the class of 2005. Those guys suffer a lot of health issues after they get done with their wrestling career. So safe travels to the Iron Sheik, ladies and gentlemen. All right. I have hesitated to put this guy in the news because it's just...
Is it Joe Biden's brother?
No, it's not Joe Biden's brother. It's Bam Margera.
Oh, him, yes.
He's headed in the right direction, they say. Bam was, of course, one of the Jackass guys.
Yes.
He was released from a psychiatric hospital and going straight into treatment at Lamar Odom's rehab center. If we ever get Steve-O back on the show, I'd love to ask him about Bam because I think Steve-O tried to help him out, and they went touring together, but it didn't work out.
Bam wasn't in the most recent movie, right? They had to exclude him.
The problem child. Sources familiar with the situation tell TMZ the former Jackass star was released from a psych hospital Wednesday, and Lamar Odom, was there to greet him. As he exited the facility, we're told Bam is now in detox at one of Lamar's locations before he heads to rehab at another spot owned by the former NBA star. Sounds to be like if everything you read is true, that Lamar Odom is doing good after his addiction issues.
Sure.
And we'll have to wait and see how that's going. But anyway, we'll see what the deal is.
You got
to
keep your fingers crossed. You want the best for the guy.
Well, and we'll see what happens with him. And, it's tough to get clean. Yeah. Everybody knows that. We'll see what happens with Bam. Retired Navy commander and university professor Joe DeTore has spent close to 100 days confined in an underwater habitat almost 30 feet below the surface off the Florida coast. He broke the record for the longest time spent underwater May 14th at 73 days. He's still down there, and he is planning to stick around until he hits an even 100 days on Friday. The effects the added pressure is having on his physical body are really starting to show. For one, he noticed that he no longer bangs his head on an iron handle attached to the ceiling. He says, I've already shrunk at least half an inch due to the pressure. The roughly 100
feet? I don't know about that. I think I don't believe him either.
You're just cynical. You don't believe anybody. It's all one big conspiracy. You ought to go to QAnon.
Well,
that's where you should go.
This is the kind of guy that spends 100 days underwater. It's not exactly a great resume.
Well, it's a 100 square foot habitat. Okay. It was built in the early 1980s. It was originally intended for tourists to spend a night underwater. And who is blowing me up with the phone for the love of crap?
I wonder how many of those tourists had sex in that habitat.
God, I don't want to.
It was the go-go 80s, Oscar. I mean, Mike.
Frustrates me. Really does. Wow.
Wait, who was it?
It was some spam. I get spam. It's constant. I've never seen anything like it. I thought it was as much as it could be, but it was terrible.
No.
Anyway, getting back to this guy. Sorry for not being professional. According to his own measurements, Dottori claims his cholesterol is already down. The researcher is also suggesting that since his body is producing stem cells, the end of his chromosomes are growing instead of shortening, a process that is usually associated with aging. So he's actually not aging, because I know you don't believe it. I know you don't believe
Sorry.
I'm just the reporter. I'm not
he's
trying
down
to
there
make any...
where the, so many 80s gangbangs happen, and he's living his best life. God bless
he
him.
He believes the pressure, and being under the water, the pressure slows the aging process. It is a theory. I do not know, nor do I believe whether it what is true. All right?
Let's keep him under there for another 100 days and see if he comes out like baby Clark Kent.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Help me. Help me.
The British Journal of Urology, and be mindful,
do you still
editors
take it?
Out there. Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah.
The British Journal of Urology International pulled data from 17 previous academic papers, and it included a total of 15,521 men.
Okay.
Worldwide. Researchers in the UK came up with a meta-analysis of what they believe to be the average size of your thingy and the girth of your thingy when either at attention or dormant.
I understand.
You know what I mean,
you're trying doing
to
a wonderful job.
Edit this for broadcast. According to the research, the average calm one,
right,
the one that wasn't pointing, is 3.61 inches in length and 5.16 inches in length when it is at full attention.
Oh, when it has a vascular condition.
Girth, 3.66 inches when relaxed, 4.59 inches when erect. Numbers aren't the only results to come in and out of the study. In and out of the study.
I understand.
I mean, to come out of the study, I meant. In and out of the study.
I understand.
Thank you. It also questions some of the common size stereotypes, like whether your race or foot size are determining factors for size. The researchers did not find enough evidence from the 17 previous studies to come up with a conclusion about the difference in size by race. Two studies incorporated foot size into account and found that length was significantly weakly correlated. I think that is science speak for it didn't matter.
Didn't matter, right.
Didn't make a difference, while the other did not find a correlation at all. At all. That's yeah. all. Between the two.
Those girth numbers trouble me.
Well, yeah. Right?
I mean, if I can be perfectly honest.
I'm not
honest.
A scientist, and I don't have a measuring tape with me, but I'm like, 5 point.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I got to go to my men's health center.
Yeah. I've already had my kids, so whatever.
My son is a huge Lionel Messi fan. And,
I thought you were going to say Lionel Richie.
No. The soccer world, this is the guy. It's Ronaldo. It's Messi. It's
right.
Mbappe.
Sure.
You know, with the World Cup and Argentina winning the World Cup, Messi was the guy. The sweepstakes appear to be over. The most coveted free agent in soccer history is set to sign with Major League Soccer's Inter Miami.
Oh.
The decision would end weeks of speculation about the Argentine star's future. The Athletic reported on Tuesday that MLS had come up with a creative pitch to sign him, which included Apple offering a share of revenue generated by the new subscribers to MLS.
Wow.
To the season pass on Apple TV Plus, along with help from Adidas offering a profit-sharing agreement. MLS and Adidas have worked together since the league's inception in 1996. After watching that Air Jordan movie, I love to know what the process was to get him involved. Everybody was speculating where he would go. The German brand Adidas had worked with Messi since 06, signing a lifetime footwear deal in 2017. That, of course, is according to The Athletic. That's the journal that is talking about
it. In the back of your head, do you hope that when Adidas was working with them, it was like the Adidas in the movie Air?
Yes, man. I'm excited about this. Hello there, Mr. Messi. Yeah, welcome. Welcome. Very excited. No, he's been with them since like 06, so yeah. It doesn't matter. What are you playing in
this
the background?
This is Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that. And now a little something something. A 34-year-old man in Wisconsin named Daniel Barton was accused of stealing a cop car back in December, and he was awaiting a trial in that case. But last week, he was caught stealing another police car.
Well, he has
officers
a type.
They were conducting a traffic stop when someone drove off with one of their squad cars. It's unclear where Daniel came from. He wasn't the man they had pulled over, so that makes it weird.
Yes.
But the guy did witness the cruiser being taken. Daniel was nabbed a little later. He was no longer in the car. He was trying to hide in a gym. I guess there was a gym right up the roadway.
Good plan.
The police car was nearby. There was no video from inside the cop car. But back in December, dash cameras captured him giggling as he drove off.
Nice.
It's the same giggle you hear when Pony feeds his sugar gliders, a process he refers to as finding the peanut butter.
Oh,
it's
no.
Very, very exciting. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you. That's all. We have to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to turn my air conditioning on because it's roasting down here in
Florida.
Yeah,
you mustn't. You mustn't suffer.
When we come back, Rob Spiewak, this is your help.
Oh, good.
Oh, hi.
Oh, Mike, take a moment. This is a good video day. We've already had Oscar, so Mike has gotten his remote control. His air conditioning runs on remote control. Gone are the days of going to a thermostat on the wall and shifting dials and switches. He can adjust the comfort of his garage from his seat. And now here's Mike O'Mara to talk to you.
Father's Day is approaching, and it's time to surprise your pop with one of Mike's signature beauty packages. From Dermglow. Get ready to make him smile with either the big or little package. Both are glorious and both are on sale. Get them, get them, get them. Ladies, we haven't forgotten about you. Carla's Beauty Bundle is also on sale, so it's your chance to indulge with Dermglow. You can expect fast shipping and worldwide delivery. They even offer Afterpay for your convenience. Discover the power of virtual skin consultations to enhance your loveliness.
Ah.
Don't miss out on these amazing deals. Visit DermGlowSkin.com today for incredible offers that'll brighten anyone's day, including yours. DermGlow Skin, the ultimate facial boutique featuring facials and products by the pampering esthetician. Reach out today and tell them that bluegrass legend Bill Monroe sent you. He likes the back facial.
Yeah, he was a big proponent time. Of sunscreen. He wants to save your skin.
He refers to the bumps on his back as old Rocky Top. It's a little bluegrass humor that
Love
I decided
it.
I would share for you. All right, so as you hack away, your bronchitis or whatever sinus infection you're nursing today is... and by the way, today you're very bright. I don't mean your brain. I'm talking about your picture.
Oh.
So I know yesterday when Oscar was in there, I was complaining about the darkness. So something has changed in that 24-hour period, but it's coming to me, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
So your current state.
Yes.
First of all, what was it when last we checked in with you and what is it now?
Well, I have over the past week or so battled a sinus infection. Haven't had one in a while. I used to get them almost yearly. Mm-hmm. And I got on a antibiotic. I'm on day 6 now and it's almost gone. There's still a little bit of a cough, but sore throat is gone. The ear pressure is gone. It took care of it very nicely.
Okay,
so
that's
good.
The most recent. What about all the other stuff?
All the other stuff? I will have more information on Monday. I'm going to see my liver specialist to get a checkup and a follow-up on that. It was originally supposed to be an endoscopy. Endoscopy.
And it's not now?
No. Now, the funny thing about a liver specialist is it's really not a walk-in type clinic. I made my appointment for June in November. That's when I made the appointment.
Yeah.
And I called. I said, you know, I've got this scheduled endoscopy coming up. I want to know how to prepare for it. And they said, oh, yeah, well, we have you in for a checkup here, but there's no endoscopy because you never returned our calls to schedule the endoscopy. I said, well, I would have had you called me. And also the thing that's weird is I have this portal, this communications portal with the doctor's firm that when I type into it, they get back to me within hours. And I said, maybe next time, contact me via the portal and we can send up the endoscopy. And she says, well, the good news is you're coming in on Monday anyway. We can set it up then. I said, superb. But
well, so what? So you're not happy with that?
No, that's I'm very cool. dissatisfied. Very dissatisfied because I was. This is a procedure I don't relish, and I wanted to get it done. And because they claim,
what's the is the purpose to see how you'd add irritation? In
irritation,
your
yeah,
and
from
stuff?
Acid and reflux and all that stuff.
Do you feel? I feel better in that regard.
Sensational okay. in that regard. Right. And so I'm as far as that goes, I think it's more of a just a follow up from, you know, I had one. I think the last one was in the hospital. So that would have been March of 22.
So they want to see how everything.
They want to see how it's progressed and healed. Yeah. So I'm okay with that. So we'll get it done eventually. But that is a general anesthesia. That's sort of a big deal. So we'll get it done when we get it done.
Do you have any concerns going into this meeting? You've gained a little weight back original weight loss,
yeah.
which was rather dramatic. When
yeah,
you,
I'd
that.
Say since December, I'm up about 30 pounds, which okay. is which so is not, disappointing. But
you were, you know, I think your color, at least everybody would say the way you look is good. You're feeling.
I feel dynamite.
Know, compared
I feel dynamite.
To where you were, better, average, worse.
Oh, better. What? Absolutely better. I feel as good now as I felt in my adult life. Okay. One weird thing that you never really stop to think about, and you've mentioned it about Carla, and it's that when you get up in the morning, you should just get up. It shouldn't be an issue. And yeah. I've gotten to a point where I can do that now. But when you're drinking four or five drinks a night and you go to bed and you try to get up, it's a hassle. It's a struggle. So as far as that goes, it's great. I do need to get back to the gym. I will say that, but I'm not.
While we're on the subject, I should mention, you know, since we talk about weight loss and and I'm on that medication for it, I was talking to the person that helps me with this stuff, and it's been a journey with me that has been dramatic, like a lot of people.
It's Huggy
you read
Bear,
about
right?
It every day. It's Huggy Bear. No, it's Lovely Jessica, and she is magnificent. She's super smart, and we talk about, you know, all the people that are on it, including her. And, you know, although I don't think she needs to be, but she is a font of information. And they're right on the cutting edge with all of these different medications. I read everything there is to read. If you're somebody who is thinking about pursuing this, I know all the, you know, all the ins and out of it as far as the cost, the price, who insures you, who doesn't insure you. It's not easy. I spent a lot of my hard-earned cash trying to do this, but I don't regret it because the proof is in the results. I will say that when you're talking about alcohol, it has happened to me kind of by accident, but when I saw you guys when I came up to Washington and then back in New Orleans, I was not as I am now. Slowly, but surely, I have ventured away from alcohol, and it's because the stuff I'm taking, it's not that it makes you sick when you drink, but it doesn't make you feel great when you drink.
I understand.
Immediately that evening, you might have a little meh, and I don't want to feel that way. So that the end result, just chalk this up to another you know, pleat in my cape when it comes to this medication.
That's awesome.
The one I'm on, by the way, if you haven't been listening to the show, is Mounjaro, where it makes a difference for me, and that's good too. I get the impression that the medical reporters out there, the press, a lot of stories are written about Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, and it seems that the headlines are always you know, doing what they do online, which is fear factor a little bit. But then when you get into the gist of the story, it's really, really hard. And I have to say this honestly, hard to find super negative stuff about this other than the people who take it that really don't need to take it.
Yes.
And,
but
that's
on the
Hollywood
people,
factor.
Not the drug. You know, I think that if you go in, and I've read a few articles about it, their main negative poll is that we don't know where it's headed. We don't, you know, we've not had it long enough
and
to know the long term. And of course,
I'm in that boat because I'm coming up on 6 months and that's the end of my treatment phase of this. And then we have to, but I still have weight to lose. So we have to figure out what we're going to do. And, you know, once again,
You know, that little medical director that I that always seems to be mentioned, but I never see him. I'd like to, you know, really.
I know, dude,
come to work.
Yeah.
I'd love to chat with you.
He could be Alan Berg. He could be there.
Absolutely. Right. I'd like to find out what's going on. And hopefully I'll have an answer next week and I'll know what's going on before I go up to the pine tree
state. It's great that you are out of the alcohol habit, because once you get out of the habit, it gets easier and easier and easier. You're not out in the ritual. The one time I really missed it, I went through, you know, some grieving. I didn't miss it during the grieving. Mm-hmm. I went to New Orleans. I didn't miss it in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Where I missed it was at Julia's graduation parties, because it was such a festive, celebratory thing. And I think I still associate it with that. And that was a little tough. I mean, not to a point where I ever second-guessed myself. I didn't think like I needed to call a sponsor to talk me down. But I said, man, you know what? That would be really nice to have a beer right now. And I just had to keep telling myself, you know
what? Might be time to call that sponsor now.
I mean, I never even got close. But it was the one time. And I just said to myself, you know what? You've had your chance. You blew it.
You know, all I know, Rob, it just takes, you know, a series of two or three events happening at the same time. And it's like, leave me alone. That could happen.
I wouldn't understand that.
I don't know. Well, you haven't lived in my shoes. Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'd like to discuss just briefly. We have a time for a quick break.
Oh, no, we have sound. We have a flip side next.
Oh, we have the flip side next?
Yeah. Sorry to disappoint.
Where is the show gone? I'm terribly sorry, everyone.
Stupid Oscar.
Stupid Oscar. We'll be right back. Doing that again. I always think those are my senior moments. I really do. I feel like, I feel like I forget my place in the show.
You know what happened? I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Okay,
we split Oscar into two segments.
Oh,
and
that's
so where
we
normally do the news.
Yep, that's it.
And that's, again, stupid Oscar.
Stupid. Kickstart your journey towards healthy financial habits with Chime. From your very first paycheck, set yourself up for success by signing up for Chime and linking a... Was that the sound of
chime? That's the chime. Yeah.
That's not a chime. If you're going to bring a chime... No, put the cowbell down. Okay. Put the cowbell down.
Sorry.
It's not a chime.
Sorry.
Chime is like something you'd hear, you know, in a church. You don't have cowbell... No, that's not going to count either.
No.
You'll unlock a range of benefits. Enjoy the convenience of getting paid up to 2 days early and the... And the peace of mind that comes with fee-free overdraft protection up to $200.
Fantastic.
Say goodbye to monthly fees, minimum balance requirements, and deposit obligations. Take control of your financial future with Chime.
Chime.
Ding.
Ding.
Join today. Sign up for a Chime checking account today. To link your paycheck, it only takes 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/TMOS. That's chime.com/TMOS. Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Early access to direct deposit funds depend on payer. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. See chime.com/spotme.
Hello.
Oh, it's my girl.
The flip side.
I'm going to bring you a chime, Mike. I'm going to have chime for you, and that'll make that more fun. Now, when I hear a voice that I know you love, I must always bring her to the forefront, because you are a dialectician. You are a man who appreciates and loves voices, no? Yes, no. So this voice...
Sorry, yes. I'm having a little issue here.
It's fine.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
This is Trace Atkins was asked whether...
Take me out to the ball game.
Was asked whether or not he ever felt awkward on the set, because he's not a noted actor. He's more of a singer. And he's got a show now called Monarch. And they asked if there was a moment that he felt awkward. He said, yeah, I felt awkward making out with Susan Sarandon.
Susan Sarandon. I was intimidated the very first day on set. I had to make out with Susan Sarandon. I mean, it's like, hey, how you doing? And we started kissing. You know, it was the weirdest thing. And I was like, oh, my God, Thelma and Louise, you know, dead man walking on and on. It's like, oh, my God.
Trace, do you ever feel awkward?
Oh, my God. Hey, you're Susan Sarandon. Oh, my God. Slipper the tongue.
Don't do it, Trace.
Yeah.
That was Trace Atkins on Feeling Awkward. Now, this came across my YouTube feed. It's an old video, but I had never seen it. and I found it very entertaining. This is a guy that hired real voice actors to read angry Yelp reviews.
All right.
And this is a lady reading a Yelp review about one of my favorite establishments, Dunkin' Donuts.
Why am I paying half slash more price for basically toasted bagel? It basically looked like they thinly smeared a little bit of cream cheese on one side of the bagel with a finger. Is there some shortage of cream cheese I don't know about? What the H? I've never seen a DD do this. If I wanted to eat healthier and watch my fat consumption, I wouldn't be in a Dunkin' Donuts in the first place.
There you go, Mike.
I'm so sorry. I have a particular piece of equipment that charges.
Yes.
And it's starting to die, and I'm just trying to fix it before the end of the show. Hey. So bear with me as I'm running around while you
do. And can you kill the fader on your Trace Atkins, Mike?
I already did. Thank
okay,
you
very
good.
Yeah. Mike, I know you like good food, and I do too. Do you like pineapple? Pony, I'll ask you. Do you like pineapple?
I love pineapple.
Excellent. Well, you know, in America.
God! Damn it!
Pineapple eats you.
Pineapples contain a proteolytic enzyme known as bromelain. This, combined with the natural pineapple acid, starts to chow down on your meat. It breaks down protein. Since your body is made of proteins, the pineapple tries to digest you, starting with your tongue and mucous membranes in your oral cavity.
So when you eat pineapple, it actually destroys the inside of your mouth. This happened to me once with salt and vinegar potato chips, but I've never experienced it with pineapple, but apparently once you swallow it, your stomach acid neutralizes all that. So
okay.
You'd be okay. Now, Mike, when you were a disc jockey in the mid-80s, I look at a website called Ultimate Classic Rock, and they listed the worst covers of all time, and I never minded this one. I want your opinion on it.
Okay.
This is, they say, the worst rock cover of all time, David Bowie and Mick Jagger. When they did Dancing in the Streets for Live Aid.
I consider this cover sloppy.
Well, they did it very last minute too, but you don't.
I thought it was just not. They didn't have it together, in my opinion.
Really? Okay. I thought it was sort of sloppy. Sloppy sometimes can mean fun too. And I just thought it was
not
sort of fun.
No, not a fan.
All right,
nope.
I stand alone.
Okay,
I stand alone. Sorry about that. Now, will you be doing any ocean swimming when you head up to Maine?
It's different.
I know you've got the bay right there. So
yeah, but the Gulf of Maine is, it's been documented as one of the fastest warming bodies of water in the world. And so I used to remember it up there on a hot day. You know, it would be, getting a super chill when you would jump into the water. I'm not sure what that's all about. So the answer to your question is, yeah, I might take a plunge just to see what it's all about.
Yeah.
We primarily like to go off the dock. Up there, it's kind of fun to jump in there and see what's going to happen and see if there are any great white sharks that are hunting for seals.
Is Frenchman's Bay still cold, wickedly cold?
I really couldn't tell you right now. I think it probably is,
because I did the thing.
Not as cold
as
it used to be.
Your daughters wouldn't. They were relentless. They said you have to go in over your head.
You went one time,
and I did go in once over my head, and it is pretty bracing. Pretty
Absolutely.
Bracing.
Probably still is to a degree.
But there's a guy at CSU Long Beach, California University, Southern California University, and his name is Chris Lowe. He says, you know what? Don't worry about sharks. It's funny you brought him up. As a rule, sharks want to leave us alone.
We expect that these current hotspots will go cold and someplace else will go hot. So what we always tell people is always understand that these sharks are highly mobile. They could always be at your beach. But rest assured, the data that we're getting now indicates that as long as you're not bothering them, they won't bother you.
And again, I don't
Another
buy it.
In the series of men who sound like Steve Carell. There are 7 million men out there that sound like a hybrid of Steve Carell and Bob Odenkirk.
Yes.
Play it again and tell me if you are not listening to
we
Steve Carell.
We expect that these current hotspots will go cold. And
identical. Good ear.
So what we always tell people is always understand that these sharks are highly mobile. They could always be at your beach. But rest assured, the data that we're getting now indicates that as long as you're not bothering them, they won't bother you.
And for comparison, I actually have some Steve Carell tape you can compare it to. So that was not Steve Carell. This is Steve Carell.
Susan Sarandon. I was intimidated the very first day on set. I had to make out with Susan.
She is. That's what she said. What?
I have to tell you this, that, for... for my purposes, Bob Odenkirk is just has made the greatest comedy stand-up comedian pivot in the world.
Do you know how loved he is?
Oh,
he is just adored by everyone.
I want more. I love his Tough Guy movie where he played the guy that kicks ass. It was fantastic. I want more Bob Odenkirk.
I really wish that you watched Arrested Development because his partner from Mr. Show, David Cross, is a regular in it. And they did one time where they went for marriage counseling and Bob Odenkirk was the marriage counselor. And they ended up improvising together and leaving the wife out of it. It was such a great parody of all talent. Things. Nuts. Let's close with this. I know you love the Olive Garden. It's lovely.
Oh, I do. It's lovely.
And this is a kid at the Olive Garden, and the waitress came up with the grater, the cheese grater for the Parmesan cheese, and asked the girl if she wanted some on her food, and she said yes. Then she asked for some in her mouth.
Okay, you tell me when, all right?
Yeah.
You got it.
Good in my mouth.
Oh, why certainly.
She grated it in her mouth?
Yes!
Okay.
And a good amount, too.
That's good for
that child won't poop for a week.
Fantastic.
That's all I got for
like being Baby Honey Boo Boo, whoever that kid was.
No, this was the name of the child.
It was
Honey Boo Boo.
Was it, Honey Boo Boo was the baby?
Yes.
It was Mama June that was the
mother. The mother was hot.
Yeah. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode of our bonus show. So if you'd like to tune in and subscribe, we would certainly appreciate you doing that. Thanks to Oscar for calling in from the Allenberg School of Racing. We appreciate that. And we'll be back tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.